Hey, it's Salute here. I just wanted to say thank you for being my patron. I wrote this story and I don't know, I thought it was cute and I hope you do as well. Let's begin. Hey there, do you have a moment for a stranger in your tavern room? Good. I'm coming in. Don't worry, I brought 2 pints of ale with me. Hello there. I don't think we were formally introduced downstairs. I'm Ash. Mind if I have a seat beside you? The fire in your rooms is so warm. What's your name? Oh. Trust me, though. The pleasure is all mine. I just had to come up and meet you. And thank you properly for helping us downstairs. I haven't seen a tavern brawl like that since I was a kid. It could have gotten very violent very quickly if you didn't step in when you did. Oh, come now. Modesty doesn't become someone of your skill. You were quick, decisive, and knew exactly when to strike. I saw your footwork when I was running over. Very impressive. And justified, which is really the most important part of any fight. That merchant was way out of line. He thinks because he hired bodyguards for his trip, he can abuse the people serving food and drink to travelers. I'm a little jealous you were the one to make him taste the floor. Landing that hit must have felt amazing. I'll just have to savor the sight of him picking up his own teeth afterwards. It was like poetry. Look, I'd love to pretend that I'm altruistic and just came to thank you. But I should tell you why I'm really here. In your rooms, with drinks. I have my own motivations. I'm the financier of a mercenary guild. Typically, I don't do recruitment, but I've seen enough fights to know when someone is good enough to grab. Are you working at the moment? Oh, I think you'd find us a very generous employer. We have a good reputation as well. Particularly because we're so picky. Someone who defends tavern staff from the abuses of windbag merchants is exactly the kind of candidate we want. Hang on. You don't have the job yet. This is give and take. I want to ask you some questions. Get to know you better. How does that suit you? Don't worry. I'm sure it's just a formality. I've already seen you in action. And I liked what I saw. Liked it enough to come rushing up to your rooms, anyway. Are you ready? Don't be nervous. I promise I don't bite. Excellent. Do you mind if I speak softly? I screamed myself hoarse during that brawl downstairs. Oh, thank you. I'll just get closer to you so you can hear better. That's nice. Thank you. Now, first question. What do you consider to be your greatest achievement? I see. Yes, it is a difficult question. I always feel a bit boring when people ask me that. Or if they ask what I like to do for fun. I hate that question. Don't worry though, you don't have to impress me. You already have. And I'm asking this purely for my own curiosity, but are you currently involved in any romantic entanglements? Oh? No one? Well, that's good. I would have gotten so jealous if you said yes. Oh my goodness, you are a card. Are you ready for another question, or are you just gonna keep making me laugh? All right. What is the greatest injustice that you've personally experienced? How do you feel that it shaped you? I see. Tell me as much or as little as you'd like. I don't want to push. Can you tell me a happy memory from your childhood? Ah, I feel like I'm getting to know you better. Thank you, by the way. I was so worried you would send me away. This is a much better way to spend the evening. On a couch with an interesting stranger, basking in the glow of a fire. Stop it! You say such wonderful things. I'm going to think of more questions just to have your company for longer. No, really, I will. You don't know how many are left. Okay, this is a fun question. What is something you would never say to another person? It's a bit hard to find the limit, isn't it? But I liked your answer. Okay, and now, since I'm so curious, can you tell me about someone you admire? They don't have to be someone you know very well, or it can be someone you've only heard of by reputation. Or even someone from history. Oh, I think that's a lovely answer. What? I didn't make that one up to keep you longer. I promise. All right. Since you seem to know how many questions I have, this is the last one. What do you consider to be your best trait? Really? It's not those beautiful eyes of yours? Oh, come now. You can hardly blame me for pointing that out. After all, I've been on my best behavior. Wasn't I a professional interviewer? Well, that settles it. I want you. Good. We can go over the paperwork at breakfast tomorrow. I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you where I don't have to grill you like this. I want a chance to get to know you better, without formalities. Although, the night is still very young, and my room is the one down the hall on the left side. Yes, just two rooms down from yours. I still need to wash the day off, but you should come by later. If you want, we could become closer before I get you under contract. Think about it. Either way, I get the feeling that meeting you was very important. Thank you for letting me in. For listening to my request. The time we have alone in the evenings with our thoughts is so important. I confess I'm not the quickest to share it with a stranger. But I'm glad you did. Thank you for defending that tavern server. The world needs more people like you, with good hearts and strong hands. No matter what happens next between us, I want you to know that I'm glad we met. Now, I'll take my leave. And hopefully I'll see you later. Good night.